Michael Harris live.
Welcome back, everybody. My special guest is Debbie Japong. Debbie has produced a book called The Defilers. It is described as a Christian novel. It was a labor of love. It took you how long to do this?
At least 10 years, maybe longer.
Now, the reason I raise the question is because at some point in the dim and distant past, I'm lucky enough to have been at the base of at least the creative impulse.
Yes.
Because I remember talking to you about this. You had this idea that you wanted to do a long time ago. And I actually saw a first draft of this work. And of course, when I got your email saying that you had finished and now the thing is being published, I was very proud of you.
Well, thank you very much. And I remember the first time, like, we'd been talking on the phone for years, since back in the Donald Marshall days when you were a Globe and Mail reporter and I was at the CBC in Nova Scotia. And I'd had you as a guest once or twice a year on CBC News World television programs that I produced. But we had never met until about, 10 years ago, something like that. And we went for lunch here in Ottawa. And I mentioned offhand that I was working on a novel. And you said, well, what's it about? And I said, well, it's unabashedly Christian. You said, that's okay. What's it about? And you were firing these questions at me in a machine gun-like way and making me, then what happened? So I had to tell you the whole story, give away the whole plot.
I got the whole story, folks.
And then you sort of threw yourself back in the chair and you said, I love that story. And then that gave me such a burst of energy to keep working on the novel. And then you had asked to see a rough, my first draft, and I passed it over to you. We didn't talk for months, and I thought, oh, well, he's probably too busy, and he probably hasn't looked at it. Then I had to call you for a work-related thing, and we had our work-related conversation. You said, oh, by the way, I read your manuscript. I loved it. That, again, was such a burst of encouragement because it is such hard work. And though I had arrogantly said, I can do better than this, it has been so difficult and so hard. Writing fiction is like learning any kind of discipline, like playing the piano. And just because you can hear music in your mind doesn't mean that you can sit down and play it. You have to practice scales. You have to keep trying. You have to work at it. And I think a lot of that 10 years was, I mean, you warned me, it's rough in places and there's a lot of rewriting that you'll have to do. But just that belief that you had was really, really important in my being able to get it done.
Well, it's so good that you finished the project. And it's interesting that one of the, I guess, the genesis of it was looking at other work and saying, hey, I can do as well as that. I can do better than that. I remember reading an article about Brendan Behan, one of my favorite writers. Confessions of an Irish Rebel still remains, I think, one of the best sort of personal anecdotal books I've ever read. A very interesting man and living in interesting times and unremittingly Irish. But one of the things that he said was, I thought that I could make a few dollars by writing a detective thriller. And I looked at various ones that were very successful and thought I could do better. And he made this comment in a BBC interview. And he said, but I found out, he told the interviewer, I found out it wasn't easy at all. And the guy said, well, what do you mean? You've never written a detective thriller. And Behan said, yes, I have. I wrote it under a pseudonym. The book was called The Scarperers. To scarper is a strange verb. It means to run away from. And The Scarperer was Brendan Behan's attempt to make a few bucks writing a thriller. And he found out it was tremendously difficult to do it. And nobody would have even known he was the author if it hadn't been for that interview. You mentioned the question of the importance of having someone believe something is good about what you're doing. Could you have written this book and not have been a Christian?
I don't think I could have written this particular book, but I also think that non-Christians can enjoy this story. Just like a book I read recently, The Kite Runner, which is about a Muslim boy in Afghanistan and the competition among kite flyers there. A wonderful book. I loved the book. And you don't have to be a Muslim to enjoy that story.
Absolutely. Well, that's the universality.
Exactly. And My Name is Asher Lev by Chaim Potok, about a Hasidic Jewish Boy with an Artistic Gift. Fabulous book. You don't have to be a Jew in order to be able to love that story and the principles in it. So,
well, you know, William Faulkner had this to say in his Nobel Prize winning address. He said, "I deal in the universal verities of the human heart." And I think that's what all writers are trying to do.
Yes.
What Faulkner did. And I don't think that this book is limited to people who are Christian, but I think it would be especially interesting to people who have found a path. You said earlier you'd been through sex, drugs, and rock and roll. And when we come back from the next break, I want to ask you what propelled you from that phase of your life into your religious beliefs and then the bridge to the artistic efforts, which I'm assuming is going to go beyond the defilers.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, so listen, we're going to take a quick break. By the way, we're dealing with Renaissance woman here, so Debbie is going to talk about the book some more, but we're going to raise some other subjects. She is my guest today, and she's got a lot to say about a lot of subjects, so please feel free to call, put questions to Debbie about her book, the process, her religious beliefs, but also some of the other issues of the day, and one of them is safety in this city. I'm going to read you something in the next segment that is pretty depressing about what's happening in Ottawa and get an impression from you of just what you think. Is your city as safe as it used to be? Again, our guest is Debbie Japong. Her book is called The Defilers, and we'll be back with the author right after CFRA News.